Hi, Brad.
Hi, Sal.
We hiked recently at Little Zigzag Falls.
Yes, we did.
That's in Mount Hood area.
Mount Hood National Forest, yeah.
So if you take Highway 26,
To Road 39, which
okay.
is a left. If you're coming from the Portland area, it'll be a left only. So Google it so you'll find it.
Yeah,
It's
it's just a
before
little road.
government camp, just before government camp.
It's if you're heading east.
Correct.
26.
Yeah.
It's Kiwanis something or another, also.
Kiwanis Camp something.
Yeah.
Yeah, road, I think is the other name for it.
It wasn't too far back on that road, and there was some pretty odd, not official signage, but there was signage that we saw on the way that said Zigzag Falls. It was a homemade sign, maybe by the Kiwanis people.
Maybe, yeah, they didn't want people pulling in there. That might have been a private camp. I really don't know. We weren't there for that, so I didn't check it
Right.
out.
Yeah. It was, so it's February now. It was pretty snowy
Yeah, there was.
once we got back there a ways.
We were able to drive back. It's about 2 miles back to the Zigzag Falls parking area, but the last, I'm going to say, 200 yards. I started driving back and then I stopped and backed out because it just got to be very icy, very snowy. So I just stopped. There were tire tracks that went back there, but I think they were from previous.
I think everybody did the same thing.
Right,
They
yeah,
started
the
driving up, and then you're like, oh, geez, it's steep. Let's
yeah,
back out and we'll park. And
the Tesla was going to do it. Like, what are you doing, man?
right.
He backed right up there. Yeah.
Yeah, because you were driving my car. It's a all-wheel drive
Right,
Honda
yeah.
CRV.
Yeah.
So it's gets through the snow okay, I guess.
So we parked at Hidden Lake
Oh yeah. I
parking area, which
wonder what
was
that's like.
just fine. I didn't really look. So the people I talked to said, yeah, it goes kind of up and over the ridge there and then down towards it. So it's a farther hike than what we did.
Yeah,
So
because
those trails actually go all the way to Timberline Lodge.
oh, fun.
Yeah.
I bet
So
that's fun.
yeah.
You gave me a really nice pair of shoe spikes, cleats,
They're crampons, so they're,
crampons.
yeah, no, I always call them shoe chains, and
Yeah.
we'll probably continue, but they are crampons. Yes, they were very helpful. As
Yeah.
we learned, I stepped out of the car and walked over to the road, and one foot on the road, and I was down, just black ice, and
Yeah.
oh, it hurt. So I'm like,
You went down
oh,
so
yeah.
fast. It's so fast when you hit that ice and you fall, and they talk about, good ways to fall, like roll. But it just happens so fast. You just go, whoop.
Nothing you could do. I had a kind of a big bump on my shin and a little arm. A couple of days later, I was fine. But
Yeah.
and we went on with the hike, even with that.
We were so lucky. It was such a sunny, beautiful day. The weather was perfect. It was probably, I don't know, 35 degrees or something like that.
Never got above freezing. It
Oh,
was cold.
really?
Yeah, I think the
Okay.
high for the day was 30 or 31.
The sun was
So
out.
the sun was out. It seemed very nice. We were dressed. We were prepared this time, unlike a couple other times
This
we've
winter.
shown up like la-da-da.
Oh, we were
It's
so
like,
excited.
uh-oh.
That was a really pretty hike, and it was completely manageable. It was, super snowy mostly the whole way. There were a couple bare spots where maybe a tree let the prevented the snow from getting too deep, and it melted, and there was some mud. But it was pretty much snow the whole way,
Yeah.
and it was just pretty.
Yeah, it
So
was
pretty.
beautiful. The Little Zigzag River, that's something I got to do, because in out of the gorge everything's a creek, and over here this was a river, like, but there it's not bigger, so what makes it a river as opposed to a creek? I'm going to find that out, and I'll try to bring that up in our next podcast. But
Yeah, find out. I'd be interested to know because it
yeah,
seems like it's some kind of weird bureaucratic.
river,
Yeah,
stream, and creek. So anyway, this is Little Zigzag River. It's beautiful. I mean, the waterfall was great, but just going up, there's trees falling over and the snow and everything. It was a beautiful hike, and it was only a half a mile. I thought it was going to be a mile and a half, but it was only ended up being a half a mile. Well, a little more because we had to hike from the other parking lot. So, was it a mile and a half round trip maybe at the most?
I don't think it
I don't
was.
even
It
think it
was
was
pretty
that far.
short, but it
Yeah,
was perfect.
it was great.
It was a a long drive, I think, for what it ended up being. And if I did it again, which I would happily do, I would add in something else
Yes, I would too.
because that was really just so it was just such a beautiful, perfect blue sky day.
Right.
And that, you know, the river, there were parts where the river would bend and there would be these still pools forming and
Yeah.
the river would run past it. And it was just very, very, very pretty
Yeah.
to look at. It was really fun.
Yeah.
There was wind, a little bit of wind blowing the snow off the trees, so we're getting this constant sprinkle of
Right.
snowflakes coming
Yeah, that
down.
was
And
beautiful.
now you hiked up beyond where we, so we stopped kind of at the bottom of the falls, and
Right.
then you carried on for a ways off trail.
I don't think it was off trail. I just think I don't know where the trail was. I just followed footsteps up to the top, and
How was that?
it was fine. You got to the top. It's probably 60-foot fall, and it's not one of those, falling straight down. This is a flowing over rocks. I don't know. That's another thing. How do you identify the different types of falls? So
Look that
this,
up
yeah.
too. That'd
So
be
this was a
interesting.
flowing fall. It was, going down rocks over a distance, not dropping off a cliff. So still, yeah, beautiful. It was excellent. So I got to the top, and it was just the river going back with the, snow-covered trees in the sky. So it was gorgeous.
I enjoyed that thoroughly. I would recommend anybody do that hike. It was easy and fun and easy to find and beautiful.
We're going to go back in summertime, and we're just going to do that as an add-on hike because
Okay.
there's several other waterfalls that I want to do, and we might check them out this winter. But I definitely want to see this in the summertime. I bet it's gorgeous. It was just really nice. It was short with the snow. It's a little more effort in the snow, but it's not like your feet are falling through or anything.
It
It's just,
seemed really easy to
yeah.
me. So, and you know, I'm a sissy. I like it all easy. So, if it seemed easy to me, it seems like it would be easy for anyone.
Right. No elevation game to speak of. I mean,
No.
so it was just kind of flat back. Beautiful. Definitely recommend doing it. I'd recommend doing it in the wintertime too, because I thought that was beautiful.
But you know, where don't step on the black ice. I don't think you need
Oh,
to have
God.
spikes in that snow the way it was when we were there. But what do you think?
I would recommend them. It's just you're more sure-footed. So.
I am more confident the spikier my spikes are.
Yeah.
The
Yeah. So
chains.
yeah, I'd say get show chains. Now here's the thing. I went over to a store. I'll keep it unnamed, but to get a pair, it was like $80. I'm like, are you kidding me? $80 for this? I bought them on Amazon, and these have the nice, good half-inch spikes, and they were, $26 or $28. And I thought that was a lot. I think I paid 18 the first time around a couple years ago. So I would definitely recommend getting them in advance. I don't know why they're so expensive at the local store I checked. I didn't we didn't like go into Sandy and start looking at the different ski shops and stuff, because I'm sure they would have them, but I don't know what the prices were.
I mean, they're spikes.
Yeah.
They
So
shouldn't pay a ton for that. They're not
no, they just,
complicated.
right. And I thought $80. It was a brand name, Yakfoot or whatever it was. It doesn't matter. I wouldn't have paid $80. Because they were also just the spring types. They didn't have the crampon types.
Oh,
So,
okay.
yeah.
That's good advice. Mine
Yeah.
worked out fantastic.
I love mine.
And
Yeah.
you know, we didn't even grab them before we started out walking. We were just going to wear snow boots and walk up that snowy trail until you
Until I fell.
until you
Yeah.
fell.
Wow. Yeah.
All
So,
right.
yeah, I'd say wear them. You're right. You probably don't. It was crunchy enough, and I don't think it was that slick, but I wasn't going to take a chance after going down once. So.
And I'm glad that we wore them too because, you know, the confidence thing is a big deal. When you're walking next to a river and you're on an icy path, it can feel like you've got to be extra careful.
Yeah.
And just being able to kind of march along and not worry about sliding down into that river. I mean, I don't think we'd drown or anything. It wasn't that
We
deep,
just
but
you'd get
just,
cold feet. That would be
or
the
you'd
yeah.
get cold, you'd have cold, wet clothes. You'd have
Yeah.
to like sit in a car in wet clothes. Ugh.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Get a towel in the back of the car just in case. But no, I don't think anyone would have slid in. But it was, yeah, beautiful hike. I loved all of it. So
Thanks, Brad.
thanks, Al.